Take three, take two sucked. First one. Yo. Break it up.
Yo, I break it up and spit it like tobacco in right fields. I'm acting like a savage and exploding like minefields. So much aggression and expression of mind feels like fighting for my life, a rap attacker with mic skills. The time is critical and ticking like time bombs. My offense is pivotal, my lyrics will bear arms. My defense is evident, I block and I jab back, duck and attack and smacking with the back of my left hand. Just like a horror movie, moment you ran into me, an evil spirit, you hear it and now you'll never lose me. Call it some braggadocious magic like hocus pocus, tiger fist with a little bit of the dragon lotus. Who needs a bodyguard? I'll hit your body hard. 55 hit combo to split your phony squad. Thinking faster than brain matter can spark a thought. Plan a suggestion, inception before the script was bought. Battle with axes and hammers and bullets blazing. Call it amazing the way I'm raiding your masquerade.
Boom.
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 Oh shit.
Oh boy.
So what we got going on today?
Yeah.
Finishing up our bracket.
Yeah, we got our finishing our bracket of the top grossing movies of the all time with inflation.
Mm.
And we're in our sweet 16.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I'm still feeling a little bit bad.
Yeah, about what?
I let Dan talk me into thinking that The Exorcist is better than Home Alone. Now that I've sat on that for a little bit.
Are you thinking about it?
Yeah. You decided that I'm right in that?
No, I've decided that.
That you shouldn't have argued me to begin with?
No.
Although that was the only logical conclusion that I could come up with. I don't know where you're at right now. Where's your head?
My head is just Dan's opinion is typically invalid. So,
well, maybe we can knock out the.
But
exercise.
I'll let him have that one.
I'm gonna take offense to that. I can't really do anything about it.
Maybe I'll try and start at The Exorcist if it's on the bottom of one.
No, I'm just kidding. But kind of.
I'm not wrong.
Oh, funny thing, I never moved The Exorcist to the winning bracket.
So,
but it deserves to be there.
I think I was salted on it. So, yeah.
If it was a best of five, I think that Kevin McAllister would kick the old lady's ass.
I don't think Kevin McAllister's beaten the devil.
Just what?
I don't see it happening.
But what about like mid 30s,
especially
early 30s, cracked out Macaulay Culkin versus the devil?
He may have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a movie I want to see.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's start with Back to the Future versus Empire Strikes Back.
This is Back to the Future 1.
Correctamundo.
You got to go with Empire here, but there's actually. There's an argument to be made.
Yeah, there's a solid argument on both sides for this one. Like, I think...
I wouldn't say it's solid, but there is one.
Well, if you're not... I mean, if you're not, like, a space opera kind of fan of that, like, style of movie, like...
Yeah, but this isn't a favorite of your style of movie bracket. This is... We're ranking the movies.
Then what is it?
We're ranking
because other people would have different rankings depending on their tastes, Dan.
But they're objectively wrong. You have to take the art into it as well, and the meaning of the movie and how
isn't
well it's
art
stood
completely
up.
Subjective?
Not completely.
Almost.
There's good taste and bad taste.
And Dan's taste is always bad.
My taste is always right.
Dan likes ska. Let me remind you.
I had a wedding with that one.
pick it up. no, but yeah, I would go with Empire here. As much as I like
Marty McFlyski's,
yeah.
Oh, I love Back to the Future. Love it.
Yeah.
Against some other movies, it moves on. Just not against Empire.
No. If we're on the other side of the bracket, it could quite possibly be to me like a like Eastern and Western Conference final.
Yeah.
You know.
Could be.
And I think Tessie just farted.
But it's not.
Dog.
Nice. Blaming the dog again, William.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry. For your farts.
Mm-hmm.
Empire with the win.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers versus Raiders of the Lost Ark.
This one's tough.
And I watched Raiders this weekend.
Oh, so it's fresh in your mind.
It was on TV. Yeah, I'm like,
I say Raiders.
Okay.
But there's, again, an argument on both sides here, and I think the argument's pretty strong for Two Towers.
I was going with Two Towers. So,
I'm going with Raiders here, and it's on the sole fact that it is probably...
It's fucking Indiana Jones,
yeah,
dude.
It's like my favorite Harrison Ford vehicle.
Yeah, Indiana Jones is amazing.
Yeah.
The fourth movie doesn't exist.
Even though they're making the fifth movie.
Stephen, why?
Yeah. The thing is, I wouldn't mind current day Shia LaBeouf in five, as long as he's like weird fucking Shia LaBeouf.
You can't write him out now. He's fucking son.
He's Indy Junior. Junior.
Yeah. Junior.
It's Indy the third.
Yeah, you can't fucking write him out now. Yeah. It'd be weird if they did.
Yeah,
they just never existed.
Yeah, they're just. Have absolutely no concept of the character. What was his name? Mutt?
Mutt, yeah. Mutt. Number four was just a figment of his imagination.
Yeah, he's just like, you had typhoid fever. Yeah. You were in a coma for 3 weeks.
He picked up the crystal skull and had like a trip.
Yeah.
You survived a nuclear blast inside of a refrigerator.
Yeah, yeah.
Good times.
That's just, you were concussed.
Yeah.
Because you were thrown 3 miles in a fridge.
He's in a coma.
Hey, fridges survive like that. Sure, that's how physics works. Mm-hmm. If you're inside a fridge,
it wouldn't get vaporized upon hitting the ground.
No, not at all.
No, or suffer any kind of traumatic injury.
None. Be perfectly fine.
Bones are just fine.
Yeah.
Raiders moves on. Now we have Sleeping Beauty versus Jurassic Park.
Give this one to Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I'm like, how did Sleeping Beauty get that high into the Sweet 16? What did it beat? I think we
Superman.
Oh, okay.
And Jungle Book.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs versus The Exorcist.
This is actually really tough.
And it was the original Snow White's, just to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
None of that Huntsman bullshit here.
Yeah. Get out of here with that Chris Hemsworth, Kristen, whatever her name is.
Kristen Bell?
No,
not Kristen Bell.
No, that's...
Kristen Stewart?
Yes, Kristen Stewart.
Hey, Kristen Bell has emotions.
Yeah. And she's is she Elsa or Anna? She's one of them.
Anna. Okay. Elsa? I think she's Elsa.
No. Idina Menzel is Elsa.
Then she's Anna.
Anna.
Sure.
Whatever.
She's in the movie.
Yeah. I'm giving this one to Snow White. I think it's more impactful to the movie industry as a whole.
Yeah.
That's why I'm leaning in that direction. I think that...
And it was the first one, too, right?
The Exorcist is arguably just as iconic.
Yeah. But it was the first...
It was the first...
The first full-length feature.
Yeah.
Animated movie.
And I gotta chuck it up to that.
Yeah.
So,
boom, Snow White and all of her men move on.
Them dwarves.
Past the devil. We have
The Exorcist, the devil, Bobby.
The devil. That was not one of the seven dwarfs. That was just Grumpy. We have Jaws versus The Godfather.
Oh, you go Jaws.
I think like as good as.
I love The Godfather.
The Godfather and The Godfather Part 2 are, I would go with Jaws because there are better movies in, like, there are better depictions.
Jaws gets you thinking about what's below you when you're in a lake.
Yeah, yeah. No, and if you wanted to learn, like, about the mafia.
Or the bathtub.
Or whatever, yeah, or whatever, I would go tell somebody to watch Goodfellas or Casino before I would tell them to go watch
The Godfather.
Yeah.
That's just me. I think they're more entertaining movies, and I think they do a better job. Whereas this is all about the old family and this and that, and if that's great, if that's what you want to, like...
It's a more realistic take on it, certainly.
But I do like how it Americanized it is. It's a better, I think they're just better feature films, too.
I know, I don't go in the ocean past my knees, so I could just run out just in case. Mm-hmm. But that's me.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a movie that makes you look in the toilet before you sit down.
Yeah.
Snakes! No.
Or is that just me?
No, I look just in case. Yeah. You never know.
That shark should get you one day.
Or any other kind of things that come through a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Snakes!
Like gators.
Gator snake.
Yeah, no thanks. We have Ghostbusters versus Avengers Endgame.
Ooh, the old man in me wants to say Ghostbusters. But worldwide, the Avengers are the thing.
Snapdiddlyumptious.
Yeah, I gotta say Avengers.
Or ghost-sucking vacuums.
I don't know if I would say this 5 years from now, but I'll probably go with Avengers because Ghostbusters is mainly a comedy. And while it's probably one of, if not the best, you know, comedies ever, Avengers has a lot of comedy and it has a lot of things for everybody. And I think the way that it's blends the seriousness with the action, with the comedy, with the, you know, I think it's just, and it's the end of a 20-something, you know.
Movie series?
Yeah. Actually, technically, yeah. It's not. It's Far From Home, but fuck it, whatever. Nah. Not pulling, you know.
Not pulling back.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd go with Endgame.
Is that two for Endgame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make that three for Endgame.
Yeah, love Ghostbusters, but the impact for Endgame is just significantly more.
Like, and this is adjusted for time. Like, if you didn't adjust for time, wouldn't that be number one?
I think it was three or two.
Because what else had grossed more? Avatar and something else? Yeah. Maybe Star Wars?
Well, it was one of the Star Wars movies was, I think, one.
Okay.
And then, like, Black Panther was in the top five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, between the cultural impact that the entire MCU has had in the past 15 years.
If anything, Ghostbusters may or may not have been on the bottom of the list and not in the higher. Because in this one, they are 35, and Endgame is 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Endgame.
All right, then we have 101 Dalmatians versus the first Avengers. Was 101 Dalmatians the first of the new series in the 90s?
No, it's in the 80s.
The 80s?
Yeah.
They did the live action one in the 90s.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, oh, they did two live action movies in the late 90s or mid 90s.
What's the cartoon one?
Yeah.
That was one that was on the list.
And I think, like, I'm thinking of the cartoons that are on this list, and I think that 101 Dalmatians is probably the one I've seen the most. Outside of, like, maybe, like, Lion King.
I've got to give this to Avengers, though. I want to give it to 101, but if you ask kids right now, if they've seen 101, they probably haven't.
Yeah.
No.
Whereas they've seen Avengers.
Yeah. They've seen Avengers. Adults have seen Avengers. It's a bigger scale movie in general.
Yeah.
101 Dalmatians wasn't one of those Disney movies that spun off into a ton of different things. I mean, they did.
No.
Cruella de Vil obviously had legs, and they've used her as a villain a bunch of times. But
I think for people who love Disney especially, I think it's a beloved franchise, but I think outside of the realm of Disney, it doesn't hold as much weight.
No, I'm in agreement.
Yeah. Even with, like, people having, like, Disney Plus, is, you know, the 101 Dalmatians is going to be one of those movies that you show first.
Or
is it going to be one that you show later on when you get down through everything else?
Yeah, I think you need to be a little bit of an older child too.
Yeah,
for 101 certainly. Dalmatians, because of the...
There's no, like, kid presence in that movie.
Yeah.
Talking animals.
That I can remember, anyway.
No, it's...
Well, the puppies were kids.
Yeah, the puppies had their own personalities. And
yeah.
They were the kid perspective, I should say, yeah.
Yeah, so, But yeah, Avengers, again, cultural impact. It was really the, I mean, Avengers being the most recent, you know, example, but, you know, I think Avengers being the first time that doing this superhero team up kind of did it, you know, the right way. Like some of the X-Men movies were, you know, early 2000s were okay. X-Men 2,
yeah, X-Men, you know, okay.
Was okay. Even though they kind of messed with some of the story, you know, like
storylines,
the storylines that they were inspired by.
Oh yeah.
But
that was a Nightcrawler one, right?
two is a Nightcrawler one. So my thought there is, yeah, is Avengers was really the first time that you brought characters from different movie franchises in together, made a really successful movie, even though you've had some kind of, at that point, the mashups in like the horror genre. You'd had the Freddy versus Jason, you had, you know, that kind of silly stuff, Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, I mean, none of that stuff was really well received.
Yeah, yeah, but I think the Avengers was probably the first time you had that kind of crossover between franchises, even though they were technically all within the same.
And have it work.
Yeah, and have it work in a cohesive unit where people actually wanted more. Mm-hmm. And not just, you know, horror fans or whatever.
Fun fact, though. Mm-hmm. 101 Dalmatians was actually higher with grossing than Avengers.
Scale for inflation.
Yeah. Yeah. Not saying anything against that.
No, yeah, yeah.
I think that the thing too that Dan pointed out is like, yeah, if you haven't seen, if you're our age, you've probably seen 101 Dalmatians.
Yep.
Yeah, guaranteed.
If you are, I would probably say under the age of 15 at this point, big chance you have not seen 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, and if you're going through, like I said,
you've really been exposed to it.
Yeah.
The Disney Plus, that's not going to be one of those first things that you watch either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anything, I feel like you would probably get your first exposure of it if you were a teenager right now from something like Kingdom Hearts and then they being in the first Kingdom Hearts game.
True.
Yeah.
Than actually seeing them in a cartoon or one of the movies.
And then having to go in and look back to figure out why they're in.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. So.
Yep. I agree.
All right. So last one of the Sweet 16.
Let's finish it up.
Lion King, the cartoon, versus The Dark Knight.
I like how you said the cartoon. Because I was like, oh, what, the live action?
Yeah, Dark Knight.
No, the joke is there is no live action Lion King.
Yeah,
they're more realistic looking ones. Yeah, which is all CG, which is still a cartoon. It's
still a cartoon, technically, and still just as creepy, if not creepier. My thing there now is like, okay, we were just talking about 101 Dalmatians. It's like if you're under 15 and you haven't seen it, that's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
If you're under 15 and you haven't seen the original Lion King, I would kind of scratch my head because, like,
especially after the reboot.
The remake, and they've released it on Blu-ray and stuff, and it came out to like a lot of fanfare when it did. I don't know if 101 Dalmatians got that same treatment.
It doesn't have the same weight to it.
Yeah.
The Lion King has like weight.
Yeah. And I mean The Lion King too, it's had numerous sequels, it had the remake. They've done at least one like Disney Channel show based
TV
on
series.
It.
And one badass Genesis game.
Yeah, and one fucking amazing.
Oh, wait, no, there are actually two of them, weren't there?
Yeah, but the Lion King one, though, for Sega was bomb.
Yeah, the Sega game was way better.
Trying to flip iguanas.
All the Sega Disney games were better than the Super Nintendo ones. Fight me. Because the Aladdin and
they're all better.
Oh, yeah, Aladdin was great.
Yeah, the Aladdin and the
even for the Game
Lion
Gear.
King, yeah, for Sega, because it was developed by Virgin Entertainment, and they used the actual like animation cells.
Yeah.
So the animations were great. Platforming maybe not as good as like the Super Nintendo versions, because those ones were developed by Capcom. So it's like, but like they're still, it's just like they looked amazing. They sounded amazing. They basically were like playing the film, I feel like.
Especially The Lion King.
Yeah. But
taking down Scarra there at the end.
Yeah. But then we go to the other side of the coin.
Two-Face.
Kind of pun intended. I didn't mean that until after. After I thought about it. Potentially two of the best villains, movie villains of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Harvey Dent and the Joker. Like,
I think, yeah. And even with like the promotion that the Dark Knight had,
mm-hmm.
it didn't overhype where the Suicide Squad did.
Oh yeah. I mean, no one knows what he's doing there. They're very cautious of all the marketing that they're doing for that.
Yeah. I think we would be sitting here right now talking about Tenet and how good it was if we hadn't been in
the lockdown.
If COVID never happened, I think we'd be sitting here just talking about how much our minds were blown about Tenet.
Sorry, Mr. Nolan. I'm probably going to watch that from home.
Yeah.
I think it's on the Plex. I'll have to look.
Probably.
Christopher Nolan is absolutely, like, obsessed with the theater experience, though. Mm-hmm. So, like, he's releasing it in theaters because he doesn't want it seen anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, I think I've mentioned that before. I've told you about, like, my first time, or not my, it wasn't my first time. Actually, it might have been when I saw Inception. I saw it in the IMAX.
Yeah,
insane, absolutely most enjoyable,
bonkers,
cinematically just gorgeous
movie experience in my life. And this is, I also went and saw, like, I saw Force Awakens in that very same theater, and I just, like, Inception was just something else. It was so insane, like one of those things where, like, I drove home and was just like blank mind thinking about the rest of the time. So, like,
no, it was that good when you first saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw it on just a normal TV and mm-hmm. on a couch in a living room. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck.
This is good.
I need to, like, go have some ice cream now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bring me back to reality.
I want to watch it in 4K. Like, my TV is pretty, pretty nice. So I'd like to see if they either get a 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray of it, or just get my Blu-ray copy of it and
Inception.
Pop it in. Have it upscale.
So, about the Dark Knight, though.
Yeah, but back to the Dark Knight. Sorry, I'm getting off topic because I'm talking about
talking about Christopher Nolan and
Joker. Shit happens. Yeah. Some of these things kind of need some backstories, and they need some.
I think
some hype.
They're both iconic.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Dark Knight, 50 years from now, may have more legs to it.
That's what I'm going with.
Just because it's going to be the iconic Batman for a whole generation.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's
it kinda,
not, it's
yeah.
not for me. Like as much as I love those movies,
mm-hmm.
that's not my Batman. My Batman is Kevin Conroy.
Yeah.
In the animated series. And that's my Batman.
Yeah. But when you really think
about it. But also a great Joker.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. But again, amazing for both.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as a film, The Dark Knight is a better film.
Yeah.
The Lion King certainly holds up as one of Disney's best.
Mm-hmm.
The cartoon.
It's super watchable even today. The story's an iconic story, so you're not going to... It's never not going to translate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's one of their stronger movies, and I think it's really close. Because, a lot of me wants to give it to The Lion King. You know? Like, I really want to just, like, know that that was
important. No, I'm the same.
It's a kid movie.
I'm torn.
Hold up today and all sorts of... And because...
Do you think Lion King is the best animated movie in this bracket?
Yes.
Okay.
Thinking about the rest of the bracket, yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, or at least the ones that are still alive.
Yeah, I would put it over Snow White, personally.
Yeah. Yeah, over Snow White. And Toy Story's not even, it wasn't even in it, right?
I think Toy Story voted out.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Toy Story was on it. I don't think any of the animated... Like the Pixar one.
Pixar's?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, there's no way there's not one of them.
You would be surprised. Some of the Pixar movies don't really do too well overseas.
It's true.
Like, I mean, some of them probably weren't even released
mm-hmm.
in a place like China or, you know.
Yeah, they can't handle Mater.
Yeah. So.
Like Terminator.
The joke is lost in them.
Yeah. I would probably agree with you.
Yeah, the only Pixar one on here is Finding Nemo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I figured it'd be Finding Nemo or Up. But.
And the only other really like animated one was Shrek 2, which is DreamWorks.
Yeah, you see, that shocks me that Toy Story 2 is not above Shrek in terms of its...
Yeah, wasn't on it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shrek is bad.
I love Shrek.
Oh, God, I hate those movies.
I like the first one a lot. My thought would be that when you say, like, cultural impact in 50 years, I do think that, like, you have to think that The Dark Knight and the original Iron Man came out less than, like, 2 years apart.
Yeah.
Like that. Like, I think I got the Blu-rays either, like, the same Christmas or, like, a Christmas apart, something like that.
Oh, yeah, it was perfect. You had both, like, a really, like, fun take on the superhero genre and a really more gritty kind of, like,
Batman
style. Yeah.
Now, being in the film school, you think The Dark Knight will get shown in the next couple years or so?
Yes, just performances alone. The execution beats of the storyline are really good. Cinematically, it's very good because most of the stuff that you see in there is real. Like, they flip that truck.
Yeah. A lot of practical.
Yeah, practical effects, very little CG.
Yeah.
But just, you're going to see character study on Heath Ledger's Joker for forever.
Especially the improv that had happened.
Mm-hmm. And then when, it, probably 5 years from now, you're probably going to notice some of the CGI in the original Iron Man start to kind of show its age.
Yeah.
I think if you point out a couple of scenes, you can already see that kind of happening.
Yeah, definitely. Like, there are certain things like that they're using for reflection on the armor and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They look a little bit different.
Yeah.
I also have 3 sound drops from that movie on my board.
Nice.
Yeah. And then to me, it's just like, Lion King is great. Lion King is probably, I think, the best animated movie on this list or on this bracket.
Yeah.
I don't think it can. I think I need to go with Dark Knight on this one just because, like, and it kind of like, because I'm thinking about this now, and then it's like, half of this top 8 is going to end up with just like superhero movies.
I'll tell you once we decide. but yeah, I think Dark Knight, same thing.
But it barely
beats it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when it's very, very close.
Yeah. And when you think about it too, it's like, this is most highest grossing films adjusted for inflation. It's like, they're going to be tentpole kind of films to begin with, unless it's something that has the legacy of something like The Wizard of Oz, you know?
Yeah. And Dark Knight was 31. And Lion King was 18.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's pretty crazy.
I think this is the only one all three of us were having a tough decision on.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're in the Elite Eight, we have 1, 2, 3.
Well, just to like give some context, I think the Lion King was the first movie I ever saw in theaters.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Probably the first one I remember, whereas The Dark Knight was the first movie I went to on like a premiere night on my own and not like with like one of my older siblings. I saw like Phantom Menace and stuff the first night it was out and stuff, but like that. Yeah. So definitely huge cultural events, both of them.
Cool.
Oh, how cool. Yeah.
It's neat.
Oh, very neat.
Yeah. We have one cartoon, 3 superhero movies, a Star Wars, a treasure hunter, and 2 animals.
Let's go.
So we have Dark Knight versus Jaws.
Jaws, hands down.
So Jaws is probably the best thriller of all time.
Yeah, no, I would put it up there.
It is you've said it before, it is the movie that made people afraid to go in the water.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is so iconic that people probably will do that, dun-it, when they're swimming in a pool, and if they've never seen the movie.
Yeah, they have no context of what
it is. Even people that never saw the movie.
Shark.
Yeah, they know what it means, exactly. Yeah. They know it's, big fucking shark.
Even the poster, it's one of like the most iconic things that they turn into all kinds of stuff now.
Well, I think that looking back on it too, like so much is talked about, like the reaction was, like how is the world's first big like blockbuster movie?
Yeah.
But it's also like the performances in that movie are fucking great. Like, Quint's amazing.
Now, can you imagine if it happened, say, like 10 years ago? Like, that was the first time Jaws was made?
Yeah.
Like, the CGI and shit that they would have done?
Exactly. Like,
real big...
Yeah.
Deep Blue Sea.
I hope that they would go the
route... A better Deep Blue Sea.
I would hope that they go the route that they did, which was that you didn't see it until...
Pretty much the end. The movie. Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't get a good look at it until the end.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, I think... yeah.
You think they're afraid to do a remake?
I don't think there ever should be a remake. Doesn't need to be one.
Yeah. I don't think it needs to be remade. Like, think of all of these other fucking shark movies that they've done between Deep Blue Sea and The Meg and Sharknado. Yeah. Yes, I threw Sharknado in there.
Well, technically, it's a shark movie.
It's a classic.
Oh, they are actually stupid and fun to watch. I sat there with my father-in-law. We were up in Maine on our, you know, on our beach vacation.
Did you watch all five?
It was the premiere of the fifth one or whatever, the last one. And we sat there because it was just raining. It was just raining. So we're like, nah, I'm going to
make sense to watch Sharknado.
And we watched all freaking five Sharknados or whatever because they were on Sci-Fi. And I'm like, okay, cool.
When they put them on Netflix, I watched all of them back to back.
I mean, they're like 75 minutes. Yeah. They're not long movies.
It's definitely one of those like Sci-Fi exclusive movies too.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's just, it's ridiculous.
So the shark beats the Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just has to.
While as like a film, I think The Dark Knight will probably be better remembered in 50 years by the current generation. I think there's things about Jaws that will still be.
Yeah.
How often are some of the tropes within that movie mimicked even in current day?
Yeah.
Well, they're in, you know, t-shirts now where they just switch out the shark for other funny ha-ha puns. Mm-hmm. Even CD covers, same thing.
Yeah. And even some of the shots, like when, right when they see Jaws at the end of the movie.
Yeah, the first.
He kind of comes up and it does like that hitch, like that modified Hitchcock zoom.
Yeah.
And you're like, like,
I know how to do that. It's fun.
Yeah. like people use that and use that kind
other
of
movies.
Jump scare and stuff. And it's been co-opted.
It's reaction shots.
Like, yeah.
So it's culturally relevant and impactful, even if you don't
know
that that's what you're referring to.
Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
That too.
Always need a bigger boat.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're the Titanic. Then you need a new boat.
No, we don't. Yeah. Never again.
We have events.
Until space. Space Titanic can happen once.
Oof.
Same result. Ice planet.
We have
space Titanic into an ice planet. Well, it can't be Pluto because Pluto's not a planet anymore. So.
Yeah, there's only eight in this whole system now.
Yeah.
We have Avengers Endgame
mm-hmm.
versus Avengers.
One
of these Avengers movies is going
to go with the payoff. Endgame's just a better movie.
Yeah,
I would agree.
Yeah, Endgame, like, and now looking back on, like, have you watched the original Avengers recently?
It's kind of fun.
It's you can tell it's a Joss Whedon movie.
Oh, 100%.
You can tell.
Probably
tell
like two, 3 months ago, I watched it on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's very. It's got some cheese.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of fun there.
Yeah. So. And he just does everything that Joss Whedon does.
Yeah, he's got his own little tropes.
Yeah. So, I go Endgame as well.
Yeah. I think we're all on that one.
Yeah.
Cool.
We have Empire Strikes Back
mm-hmm.
versus Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Fuck me.
It's like my favorite Harrison Ford vehicle versus my favorite Star Wars movie. Like, fuck. Which also includes Harrison Ford.
Yeah. probably his best cinematic moment.
Yeah. I know.
It was going to come down to something sooner or later.
Yeah.
I have to go Empire, but I really, really want to go Indie.
Like, I feel like I'm getting... Like,
I know Empire's the bigger movie.
Yeah.
Like Empire's has more moments... Through the reveal of Darth Vader as Luke's father,
mm-hmm.
Han and Carbonite, things are shitty.
Either way, you're gonna get attacked.
Yeah, Hoth.
Yeah,
all that stuff there.
Yeah.
So so much more happens, where Indy is just so much more fun.
Yeah, Indiana Jones is like the movie I like. Raiders is the movie I put on when it's like I just want to sit down, have a fun time, not worry about
it. Yeah, if you handed me both right now in physical copy, I would watch
Raiders. Yeah,
because I'm in a Raiders mood. I want to be happy.
Yeah, but Empire is the better.
Empire is the more impactful film.
Yeah,
I am your father.
No,
is that the deciding vote?
Yeah, I mean, I think you get the like
everyone's like wants to pick Raiders, but we all pick Empire.
I think we all know that Empire is the bigger movie.
It's not that we don't want to pick Raiders; it's we know Empire is the better movie.
But we'd all watch Raiders before Empire
because it's a lot more fun.
Yeah, it's the down point on a bigger story,
a bigger story that's iconic that you love.
Yeah. Yeah. If somebody was like, do you want to watch A New Hope or Raiders? I'd still probably pick Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Hands down Raiders.
Yeah, hands down Raiders. But at least at the...
Like, that'd be winning the vote.
Yeah, at least at the end, you have the feel-good part of, you know, Luke blowing up the Death Star, but...
Feel good.
Just murdering thousands of people. Feel-good moment.
Well.
Like, you couldn't just disable it, like, just...
All those contractors.
Just destroy the big laser on the inside.
Doesn't the same thing happen in Raiders? 1,000 or so people die?
Yeah, but they're all Nazis.
They're all Nazis. They're literal Nazis.
I just had to throw that out there.
Pseudo-space Nazis or literal Nazis.
Yeah, Nazis, you can kill it any way you want to show that you, like, they can die.
And it makes for a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're a Nazi, baby. Now we got a giant dinosaur versus seven little dwarfs.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Roar. All right.
Just due to the sheer awesomeness of all the animatronics. Like, I would put what they did with animatronics and CG at the same time right up there with the first animated film. That's that kind of challenge.
Yeah. It is... It's when you go, like, go watch Jurassic Park.
It still holds up mostly.
Yeah, and go watch, like, I don't know, like, name a movie that came out around then that has, like, that has shitty CGI.
Dragonheart.
I was going to go with,
That's not even shitty CGI. It just, it looks that much more dated.
Or, like, Men in Black or Independence Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that ages Jurassic Park is the scenes with, like, the computers.
Oh.
In my opinion.
The 1970s computers?
It's a
Unix system.
It's a Unix system. Congratulations.
But I see those...
I know this.
Same Jeeps all the time, too. Mm-hmm. People that, you know, soup up their Jeep to look like the Jurassic Park Jeeps.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I see that.
All the time.
Yep. Yep. But, yeah.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
All right.
Sorry, but I don't give a vote.
That's fine. My vote was Jurassic Park.
Hey, you're like, I'm wearing a Jurassic Express shirt. What do you what do you think?
When you put dinosaurs and wrestling together,
yeah,
you have my vote.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now we're in the final four. We have two giant animals, a superhero, and then a galaxy of fighters.
Wow.
So we have Jaws versus Avengers Endgame.
Jaws.
Yeah, I agree.
Jaws. Across the board.
Are you going with Jaws? It wouldn't matter.
I'm going with Jaws, but... yeah,
I was going to say, my vote was Jaws, so...
I'm saying it's, like, between those two, it's not close. Endgame is great, and...
Yeah. It's the same thing with Raiders and Empire. I would probably rather watch Empire. I'd probably rather watch Raiders, but Empire's the better movie. I'd probably rather watch...
Endgame,
but Jaws is the better movie.
If people are talking about the snap... 40 years from now, then I'll give Endgame some credit there.
Yeah.
Nice argument.
I
can see it, Brian.
Confirmation.
I was going with a shark eating somebody.
That was so confident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was my shark eating somebody burp.
Nice.
If sharks burp, but.
So I tell you, Jaws.
Yeah. We have Empire Strikes Back versus Jurassic Park.
Empire. It's just culturally bigger. As much as I love dinosaurs and Jeff Goldblum. Insane clever girl.
Clever girl.
Clever girl. I did have a Goldblum sound drop, but I can't find it.
Brian, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Because I...
Oh, you don't want to know what I'm thinking.
I feel a certain way.
So do I. But my vote is... Jurassic Park.
Hmm. Okay, so you two basically split me down the middle.
Yeah, I was going to go with my...
So, like, I think Empire... Like, Empire is great. Empire has probably the best twist in cinema history. One of. Jurassic Park, to me, I was just right at that age. It was probably one of the first kind of... PG-13-ish, R-rated, you know, kind of movie like that. And I still would watch it any day of the week.
I still do.
Yeah, like I still do. Like if it's on TV, I'm watching it. It's,
For the record,
yeah,
I like Jurassic Park more.
Oh, no, and that's what I'm... I think there is... As a standalone movie, I think Jurassic Park is probably a better movie than Empire. As a bigger story of that 4, 5, and 6, I think Empire is the crucial key to what makes that story work.
Yeah, which is why it's here.
Which is why it's made it so far, which is why it's, you know, sitting here in the top four. But without those other two movies, is it as good of a story encapsulated as Jurassic Park, you know, the wonderment and then the fight for survival and stuff? Like,
and you can't really bring in those other movies without you having to do the same with Jurassic Park.
Exactly.
It's not as strong on that side.
Yeah. but then going back to then, like Raiders, like I think Temple of Doom and Last Crusade, I think those raise up, can bring it up. Like, I think the three of those are probably more enjoyable than the three Star Wars movies.
Oh, I'd agree.
Like, yeah. So, I mean, same with that. Like, but then I think Raiders is better. You know, the Indiana Jones 3 is probably better than the Jurassic Park 3. So it's like,
by a lot.
Jurassic Park 3 was garbage.
Yeah. Jurassic Park 2 was garbage.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I'm tempted to say Jurassic Park because it's the movie I like more, but I'm also tempted to say Empire Strikes Back because it's the bigger, it's the more vital piece to a bigger picture, which is like...
Yeah, speaking as the movie person, like the persona that I have, like for movie background, you have to go with Empire. Mm-hmm. If it's, which one do I want to watch? Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And that's like, cause I just enjoyed it more. It meant more to me.
Yeah.
But Empire is, you can't, like, it's that much more iconic and that much bigger culturally worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have people who
influence so much more.
Yeah. That if we're going that way, then probably Empire. I think that the Star Wars movies have more mass appeal than Jurassic Park, as much as, you know, the newer Jurassic Park or Jurassic World franchise has made probably in the past couple of years. But yeah, so Empire.
Bow, bow, bow. Now we have the finals.
Sorry, Brian.
I'm okay with it.
That's taken like number three. If you did what's it called? Yeah. Bracket? Yeah. Like a losers.
We have Jaws versus Empire.
Jaws.
Man, Dan is all Jaws.
So Jaws is, if you ask me for my legit like top 10 movies of all time,
number one.
Jaws is number one for me.
Yeah. So it's like, it's legitimately like one of the best, if not the best thriller, scary movie, you know, ever.
We killed a fuck ton of sharks because of it.
Yeah. Versus quite possibly the best sequel of all time.
Yeah.
Like, it's is it the best standalone story of all time, or basically the most vital piece to one of the biggest franchises of all time? Like, that's what you get. And it's kind of funny now where I think, like, kids these days, where they have the option to watch starting at episode one, mm-hmm. and go through, because they already know Anakin is Vader.
Yeah.
That I almost feel like that's kind of weaker and lost, like that surprise is lost on them.
100%.
Like, it's like, okay,
if you do it in order.
Yeah. If you do, well, but just some people might not know that, or they just go, oh, hey, this is 1 through 9. Yeah. We'll watch 1 through 9. Nobody told me to watch 4, 5, and 6 first.
And then 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. And then 1, 2, 3, and then 6, 7, 8. Like, that doesn't make, I mean, there's people out there who probably did that.
Oh yeah. 100%.
So it
noobs.
Yeah.
It's not the way it's supposed to be.
No, it's not, but that's
what it is.
Yeah.
Mine's Jaws.
Well then fuck, I lose either way. So no, and I kind of agree with Jaws. I kind of agree with it. It's the best film.
Yeah.
On this list that meets that qualification of being one of the top grossing films of all time.
And Jaws was number, what the hell is Jaws? 7.
Yeah, that's about right.
Wow, okay. Now, the funny thing is, I'd be curious if you got rid of the qualification for money, for gross it, you know, and then went on either like IMDb or whatever and got the top 100, how many of these films would be on that list? Because you know Jaws is probably still in the top 10, if not top 25.
I think most of the superhero ones go away. I think you probably don't get Indy on there.
Yeah.
What am I doing, IMDb?
Most.
Not until later in the list anyway.
Yeah, most of the...
If we're doing like top 20 or... If we're doing top 64, Indy's probably still on there.
I'm pretty sure they keep a list of like top, like,
oh, they do like a top 100. Yeah,
yeah.
If you go AFI time. Top 100.
Oh, but AFI top 100, which yeah. is probably the more,
so, more prestigious.
Prestigious, yeah.
Going right now, they give me a top 250 on IMDb for top rated movies.
Okay.
In the top 10, there is...
And this is user rank. This isn't like a Metacritic or...
Yeah.
A Rotten Tomatoes.
3 are in this list in the top 10.
Okay.
And
is it
The Empire Strikes Back is in the top 15.
What were the 3 in the top 10? Was it Jaws?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Was it Endgame, Godfather, and something else?
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, film critics fucking love Godfather.
And Lord of the Rings. The Return of the King, which was 3.
Return of the King? Gross. Mm. It's my least favorite of them.
And Fellowship of the Ring is higher than Two Towers.
Which is funny because Two Towers is by... It's the best one of them. It's by far the most enjoyable of the 3 movies.
It's more of a spectacle movie.
Yeah. And I don't think... I think the narrative strings are more... Like, I think Fellowship and Return of the King is more crucial because the start and the end, obviously. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know.
Siege movie.
So, yeah. And not cutting anything out, going from 1 to 64,
mm-hmm.
other than Batman, The Dark Knight, it looked like there was just one comic book movie, and that is Avengers Infinity War.
Hmm.
So it kind of has one movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm... trying to go through quickly, but yeah, there's a couple Star Wars, but yeah, that's the only actual
cool
one besides Dark Knight, and I have not got the Jaws yet.
Yeah, I understand why The Godfather's so high up there. It's a beautifully shot movie. It's got, you know, some of the best actors of our generation, not our generation, but that generation.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, I think, you know, Goodfellas and Casino are more enjoyable.
Goodfellas was in there.
Oh, Goodfellas was in there. Are more enjoyable movies about, you know.
So Jaws has a flat rating of 8.
Out of 10?
Yes.
Oh, they're wrong.
Ring ding ding. Can hear you from a mile away.
And I'm trying to see if it even pops up in the top list with having just an 8.
Now go to the AFI top 100. Because I feel like that's almost probably closer.
It's probably closer to the actual like art.
Yeah. Like. You're going to get more of the animated films. You'll get more of the films that, you know.
The films.
Yeah. Exorcist will probably be on there. So, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, these first like 5 movies.
On the AFI.
Oh, yeah. So Citizen Kane.
Yep.
Casablanca.
Yep.
Godfather.
Yep.
Gone with the Wind.
Yep.
Lawrence Arabia.
Okay.
Then it's Wizard of Oz.
Yep.
The Graduate.
Okay.
Waterfront. Schindler's List. And Singing in the Rain. And that's okay. Your top 10.
So the top 10 was 2 or 3? Because it was Casablanca.
Godfather.
And
Wizard of Oz. Schindler's List.
Yeah, Godfather, Casablanca, and then what was the horror film on that one? Top 10?
Citizen Kane, Casablanca, Godfather, Gone with the Wind, Lawrence of Arabia, Wizard of Oz, Graduate.
Graduate. The Graduate was on there. Because we were laughing about The Graduate. Because we knocked off The Graduate for something goofy.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
We never saw it. I think that's what it was.
Was it? I know the story.
Yeah.
But... Actually, do I know the story? Is Dan?
Yeah.
Is The Graduate? Is that like "Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson"? Yeah. Okay, then yes, I do know the story. But yeah, closer. So in the top 10 in the AFI, it's Godfather, Casablanca, and The Graduate are all in the top 10.
Yeah,
makes sense. And Gone with the Wind, but I don't think Gone with the Wind was on the. Bracket, was it?
Yeah.
No, we nixed it.
No, Gone with the Wind was number 1 for us in this bracket.
Oh, okay. Then was it...
Casablanca wasn't on here.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was. Oh, no, Casablanca was the one I kept getting mixed up with Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
And...
I'm like, here's looking at you, kid. I'm like, shit, that's Casablanca.
No, and The Graduate was in this bracket.
Yeah.
And we both nixed it because we didn't see it.
Yeah.
And it was against Banana in the Tailpipe.
Beverly Hills Cop.
And going back to Jaws on AFI.
Yeah.
It is number 48.
Okay. Okay.
So it would have been way lower on this list.
Is there anything in our current deck from the past decade on that list?
Probably not.
How often do they update it? Or do they not? Is it when the AFI...
when people die.
When, like, the AFI decides to?
Pretty much.
It's not like a, hey, we're having the quarterly meeting to decide.
I don't think it's an annual... Like, they choose to add things.
93 with Schindler's List.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So not including that, the next one was the 80s with Raging Bull and E.T.
E.T. was on our list. Raging Bull wasn't.
No. Raging Bull's overrated. That's all the film school.
The cranks. Artsy,
The artsy film school cranks are like Raging Bull, and it's like, yeah, it's cinematically, it's a great film.
Murray's Raiders,
very talented.
Raiders is on here,
as it should be.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yep,
is number 65. Forrest Gump is 71.
Okay.
Yep.
Dance was with the Wolves 75.
Also overrated.
Yeah, that was one of the first. I think that was Daniel Day-Lewis, right?
No, it's Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner. Which one was Daniel Day-Lewis in?
He was in Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah. Last of the Mohicans, okay. I'm like, I forget if it was that or I think it was probably whatever the Kevin Costner one was. I think that was one of the first movies with Kevin Costner that I saw when I was young.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
And then rounding out the top 100, there's 3 movies from the 90s with Unforgiven.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pulp Fiction.
Yep.
And Goodfellas.
Yeah,
okay. So the pretty much they haven't added to or changed the list since the early 90s.
Yeah, because they're old phone cranks, and most of them think nothing's good that has happened since the late 80s.
Is there anything that's happened since then that you think definitively should be on that list?
Yes.
Give me an example.
Inception.
Okay, yeah. I agree. I think Inception.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, Saving Private Ryan. Memento?
I mean, it doesn't really belong on the best of all time list. It's
yeah.
One of my favorites.
I like that's like one of the movies we actually studied when I was in my film yeah. class. Like, it, that's
Memento. That Ooh, is a so film I found an updated so. One, but it's on Wikipedia, so I don't know if I want to go by that. Yeah, yeah.
Hey guys, we'll let you know about one of this week's sponsors. It is Fight League Atlantic. They have a pretty big pay-per-view Kumite coming up soon, so go check them out at Fight League Atlantic. That is Fight League Atlantic. I just wanna make you, you
just want it all. You hear me spitting out a poisonous ink. I'm poisoned to think what I can do when I'm on the brink. A back to the wall, a villain when I'm ready to brawl. I'm killing, it's really, it's silly how I'm messing with y'all. Speaking, it's easy, you see me coming through in the clutch now. Duck down, profound sounds dropping like touchdowns. Cursing in verses like missing persons, you never find it. Go and rewind it a second time if you need reminding. But shit, a contradiction might better define it. I'm grinding to sharpen the talent instead of bitching and whining. Culture refining the perfect pressure to press a diamond. It's in your timing, not what you wear when you say you're rhyming. As far as I'm in, I'll never make it to raise an island. Call me an island, I'm solitary in my confinement. Forget my elegant eloquence while I'm relevant. Carefully dismantle your status just for the hell of it. Heavy like an elephant, desolate while I'm reckoning. Strictly just for the benefit, evident in my devilment. And now the residents fear the presence of melanin. Malevolent supremacists speaking venomous sentences. Forget the precedent, get a taste of your medicine. A tranquilizer dart to your face and praise the sedative.